And you're with Annie and Tobias on Solidarity Breakfast. And on the line, we've got Claire Hansen. She is from Save Public Housing. G'day, Claire. How are you?
Good, thanks, Annie. And it's Save Private Housing. Save Public Housing Collective.
Collective, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. No, that's, well, it's good to underline that, actually, because that's exactly what's going on. It is a collective effort against this Victorian Labor government's determination to demolish and privatise public housing.
It's monstrous.
It's monstrous. So tell us, we've just been following the pickets that have been developing around the towers down in North Melbourne and along the sample drills down at Racecourse Road. There are other things that are being done, isn't it? And a rally is going to be called.
Yep, we have a rally planned for next Saturday, the 2nd of August, and we're all meeting up at the State Library at 11 a.m. next Saturday, 11 a.m. And then we are marching to Homes Victoria in Lonsdale Street and then onto the steps of Parliament House. And we are hoping it is so big it stops traffic and there will be some speakers at each of our stopping points along the way.
Fantastic. Now, this is really important. It's been going on for a very long time, and I know, because I've been covering it for, it feels like a decade now. That,
it is nearly.
Yeah. And it's been bipartisan. It's not just the Labor government. It's actually all brands except for the Greens have been, and perhaps maybe some of the minor groups have been championing the public's need for public housing for a long time. Can you give my listeners some understanding of how your collective sees this issue?
Well, we clearly see the issue as dangerous because it is going to create more disaster for people who are in need, not less. The government, as you said, both of the major parties, use words like social housing, which we refuse to use because it means nothing. It's just a fluffy word that makes people feel good. Oh, they're looking after the needy. Social means nothing. It is handed over to and owned by and managed by community housing providers, and they are private companies. Do not be fooled by the word community. They are private companies. And they can cherry pick their tenants. The rent is higher. The buildings are appalling. I heard your previous caller talking about how bad her private house is. This new build that Walker Street in Northcote, North Melbourne, Abbotsford Street, and Dunlop Avenue on the Ascotvale Estate have all been pulled down and replaced with these new builds that are so badly built. I do not know how they passed inspection. I'm deadly serious here. I don't know how. They're falling down already. They've only been open a couple of years, and the maintenance on them is constant. Drainage issues, falling on people's heads. You could put your fist through the wall without trying too hard. Mould everywhere. And these are only 2 years old.
And what was most bizarre when we were down at the 33 Alfred Street North Melbourne Towers, there were workers going up and doing general maintenance while they're planning to demolish them in what seems like a pretty, I would call it terrorism. The 28 year waiting to know whether your house is going to be pulled out from under you is insane.
I live in Walkups, and the Walkups were the original target, but particularly because nobody knows about Walkups. You can drive past an estate like where I live every day and not know we're here. Now, it just looks like a bunch of flats.
It looks like flats, really.
Exactly. So exactly, right? But everyone knows the towers. So the original plan was the public housing renewal scheme, the plan in 2017, I think, And the idea of that was to pull down all the walk-ups. No one would notice. I don't think the government expected the pushback that they got. I really don't. So they've got a new tactic now, and that is just give people 6 months' notice to evacuate. So they don't have time to organise.
But you've been organising against that, and, like, I mean, you were saying successful campaigns, but even the picket was remarkably well attended by, like, we heard from the recording that Annie did. There was CFMEU members down there ready to stop any people from doing this horrible work.
Yeah, except the CFMEU have a bad rep, unfortunately, and they're deregulated in Victoria, unfortunately, again. But by and large, they are on our side. When John Setka. Setka was in charge. We'd speak to the union and it was all jobs for the boys. They've got to be pulled down, jobs for the boys. There are jobs for the boys, I'm doing air quotes, in renovating the existing public housing, which is made of double brick, has sprung floorboards, balconies, plenty of natural light and cross ventilation, plenty of work for the boys, bringing these up to 2025 standards. And there's a group of architects called Office who have already handed the federal government and the state government the feasibility studies on how these places can be brought up to today's standards for one quarter of the cost of demolition. That's in cash terms. Forget about the environmental footprint. You know, that's immeasurable, right, by pulling down these buildings. But a quarter of the price.
So what you're really pointing out is it's not about the money, is it? It's about something else.
It's absolutely about something else. It's backroom deals. We know that. The government, and I think we need to remind everybody that the government is us. They're not a separate entity. They're not this, you know, blob. They're us. They work for us. We pay them. These assets belong to us, not to the government, right? So they are selling off our property. You know, and they sold off our utilities, our public transport, which is not public transport. And they're just washing their hands of it, and so they can go to the next election saying, look, we're back in the black because they sold off. You know, they've already paid John Holland $100 million to tear down Racecourse Road, Holland Court and Alfred Street in North Melbourne. They've already been paid.
And they're quite sneaky. Like, John Holland is not going to rock up. They're going to subcontract all the work out and make it really hard to identify. I was speaking to Sue Bolton there and some of the rank and file CFMEU members down there, and they were saying that they were bringing CFMEU flags to hopefully discourage people, but also that a lot of these workers that are coming on site are actually subcontractors and really hard to trace back to any form of unions or anything like that, or even, you know, taken from other communities from all the way on the other sides of Melbourne. So, you know.
Yes, I do. I'm well aware of that. They are very sneaky. As I said, Dan Andrews announced the demolition of the towers on television. These people who live in them heard it on television. That's appalling. Derek Beacon walk up with a view of ocean of the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
They got 6 months.
Got
6 months notice, and the last one, if you hang on and you've been offered, you know, they keep trying to offer you new places. If you keep resisting, you will eventually be given a straight up eviction notice. No more public housing, community housing, no more help for you. You're out.
So we'll go back to the fact that there's going to be a rally on Saturday, the 2nd of August.
Yep.
That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Everybody needs to meet at the State Library.
Yes, please come, people. This is very, very important. I mean, nobody ever thinks they will need public housing, but you may just fall into that trap, and it's a safety net. It is vital safety net for everyone. It is ours, not theirs. And we have noticed great public support when we do march, actually. People take photos of us and thumbs up us, but I don't want any more thumbs up. I want boots on the ground.
Thanks very much for talking to us today, Claire.
Well, thank you. I'll talk anytime. Thank you.